Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. And lots of catfish to catch here in the Red River in North Dakota. This is your host, James Kelso, bringing you the American Freedom Party Report live, as we do every Saturday from 7 to 9 Eastern Time. I'm so glad you're able to join us again. We have a great audience. One of the things I love about the show is the great calls that you send this way. And we'll be talking about things today that are, I'm sure, interesting to all of you. And I hope some of you call in with some insights on these topics. Our call-in number is, as always, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't be shy about calling in. Don't be shy about calling in again. Don't you know, I want to hear your calls, and some of the best of you are those who call often, so don't worry about it. You know, you wonder what you're getting when you support a Patriot radio network. Well, let me tell you, you're getting a lot of hard work. There was a, I don't know whether you even ended up perceiving any of it, but there was a technical difficulty right there, and a top flight engineer solved it like that. And when you listen to this radio show, there is, I've got an engineer who's holding my hand throughout the entire show, and holding up the fort for you out there throughout the entire show. So it's a very ambitious thing and an important thing for you to support to keep Patriot Radio alive. This, you know, think of it. what are our channels of communication? Where are the cracks in the dike where the liberal monopoly on information can be broken? Well, Patriot Radio is, I think, maybe the biggest gap, the biggest break, the biggest opportunity that we have. Of course, we have our print publications, and, you know, the U.S. mail is open to us. Thank goodness, you know, thank goodness the U.S. mail. Think about it. You know, in a thoroughly oppressive state, our mail would not be delivered. You know, Solzhenitsyn's friends did not get their mail delivered in the days of Samizdat, when they handed out handed around documents that, on pain of death, the documents they had copied on typewriters by hand, making two or three copies or four or five copies, pounding through multiple layers of carbon paper. They did that because they couldn't use the mails. And there have been many other times when the mail was not open to it. Well, we have the mail in America, and I guess through most of Europe. So that's certainly an avenue. Our print publications are a good avenue. Our websites, there's another huge crack. And I guess you'd have to say that's the biggest one. The biggest crack is through which we can get information is the Internet. And the World Wide Web on the Internet. Where does our Patriot Radio travel? It travels over the Internet by and large. You're also receiving this show in regular broadcast stations and through satellite radio. So please, wherever you can and however you can, support Patriot Radio. Well, I was giving out the call-in numbers here on our show. They are 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll be taking calls throughout the show. It's a two-hour show. We're live. And, exciting things have happened in the last week since we met here last. The big story that we're covering last month and this month, and we'll be covering it all the way through May and beyond May, I think the great revolutionary story is the elections, the European parliamentary elections in Europe. So I hope to bring you some news that you may not have heard anywhere else on today's show. And by the way, if you've spotted some interesting news, go ahead. You can give it to us over the air. But great things have happened. It's all good. It's all happening as we predicted in Europe. The momentum is building. The left is terrified. I'll start out with, I think, a humorous story here of some of the terrified left who greeted the Front National in a novel way here recently. But the left is terrified. They can see the juggernaut coming. We, meaning patriots, Europeans, are going to be winning big for the first time in maybe not a long time, maybe ever, since World War II, which was the great reversal when we, everything, gains that have been made and standards that have been set before World War II, which were wonderful, which were excellent, which had our culture and our peoples on a firm footing, were lost. But in any event, I'll give you this humorous little example. And of course, you can't see the picture, so you can't see the full humor of it. But the Front National, one of the most successful of the Patriot parties, and by the way, for you American listeners who find any of this like to be a little unfamiliar, just regard all of these parties that I'm talking about as us. They are all of these patriots throughout Europe. However strange the names may sound, foreign language, foreign places to you perhaps, these are all parties just like us. And these are the folks next door, so to speak. So brush aside all that unfamiliarity, disregard that, and realize that a revival is taking place throughout our nations. Well, here's a funny one here. The headline, this is Dateline, April 22nd, Femen, spelled F-E-M-E-N, new name to me, Femen disrupts far-right European Parliament election kickoff. This is a French website reporting this. RFI, bare-chested. Now, you know, you can't see the picture, so you're missing, I guess, some of the fun of this article. I'll describe the picture. A whole bevy of young ladies are standing with their, waving an upraised, let's see, right fist, a clenched fist, the communist salute. These are fine-looking young ladies. Best examples of the French genotype. And they are, however, they are unusually clad. They are wearing no shirts. Instead of shirts, they have a painted across their bare chests. Is a really, I mean, the left does this. It's really fine art. It's really, somebody really worked hard on this. They all have a flag painted in body paint on their chests. And the 13 stars, or the, it's more than 13 now, the gold stars of the European Union, the 28 nations, so it looks like there might be 28 stars on each of their chests, are body painted. Somebody spent hours on each of these young ladies. They're body painted onto their breasts in gold on a blue flag background. Then all these ladies are yelling something in the picture here. They all also have a Hitler mustache body painted on below their noses. And then, let's see, I'm trying to read on their belly buttons. It says, well, I'll tell you what it says on their belly buttons as soon as we get back. Stay tuned, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, and I hope you noticed in that spot that we ran just moments ago, our website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. I hope you will travel to our website on that greatest gift to our people in modern times, the internet, the one place where we, the playing field is somewhat level, and that we have a chance to communicate somewhat freely. Go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and become a member. $25 is small for a membership fee in a national organization, and you can, all of us are working as volunteers in the American Freedom Party, so what you contribute as dues is going to go towards getting the word out. It's certainly not going to, well, I'll talk about Donald Sterling in a while, talking about where money goes, and Pat Buchanan makes a comment about Donald Sterling with the follow the money. But anyway, we're not going to talk about Donald Sterling right now. We're talking about these young ladies. Let me pick this picture back up here. These are attractive young examples of the European genotype with body paint, and I'm trying to read what's on their belly buttons right now. It says fascist something. Fascist, I'm sure it's in French. I can't quite make it out on the bottom part of what's written. But anyway, we've got the swastika in the gold European Union stars on the blue field, on their chest. And now, here's the article. Nationalist bare-chested members of the activist group FEMIN crashed the far-right's National Front press conference held today, that's April 22nd, to launch their campaign for next month's European Parliament elections. Nationalist and far-right parties in France and elsewhere in Europe are poised to make historic gains in the vote. FEMIN activists blocked the entrance to the press conference in Paris's 8th arrondissement district as they yelled, "Fascist epidemic." Okay, now I can read it now. Let's see. Epidemic. Okay, so it says epidemic. In English, actually. Fascist epidemic. And bared painted European Union flags across their chests. The golden stars on the EU flag, which normally take the shape of a circle, were rearranged to represent a swastika. The group's Twitter said the protest was aimed at starting its own campaign to fight fascism in Europe. But the action only lasted 10 minutes before police arrived and arrested the activists. And then here's a quote from their website. An army of 23 sex extremists from around Europe disrupted their press conference by denouncing, they're talking about themselves, they're calling themselves sex extremists from around Europe disrupted their press conference, that's the Front National, by denouncing the coalition of all the European extreme right parties who have the goal of contaminating, not winning, contaminating a few more seats in the parliament, unquote. The group wrote in a series of tweets. Tweeting again, they write, "FEMIN begins here its campaign against the epidemic that is sprouting throughout Europe," unquote. Then the article, the news article continues, "The far-right anti-EU party, which takes a hard line on immigration, yes, is expected to have a strong showing on the May 25th elections." It's May 22nd through 26th. "As a follow-up to an electoral comeback in France's municipal elections in March." Maybe that May 25th is the day in France. The election will move around Europe. Continuing, "The police also broke up a confrontation between reportedly young nationalists who had threatened something or other, etc." That's unrelated. "With a strong base in France, FEMIN unveiled," I guess a good verb here in this article, "a new..." Baird would be a better verb. "A new Paris suburbs headquarters on Sunday night." In the week prior to its official launch, FEMIN had received... Oh, okay. Skip through that. All right, somebody who's interested in filming. Anyway, it's a nice picture. The left is worried when they have to send out their best-looking activists with their chests painted. And, of course, they're using this tactic that is used against us repeatedly. The left has decided that the very best way, their most popular way anyway, their most used method of making us appear to be a fringe movement. We are the mainstream. We are the way most white people think. To make us look fringe, they use the Hitler mustaches, the swastikas, and so on. All of it imposed on us by them. They are, they wish to paint us in that way in order to marginalize us in the minds of our brothers and sisters. Okay, in every European nation. All right, let's pick up another story here. We'll get to Donald Sterling eventually. I want to get to the really serious stuff. The Donald Sterling story is wonderful, but it's just a single story. And let's go now to something that happened last week, which was the American Renaissance Conference in Virginia. And the American Renaissance Conference, one of the speakers was John Morgan. And he has a great article posted on May 2nd at amren.com, Jerry Taylor's website, What Eastern Europe Can Teach the West. What Eastern Europe Can Teach the West. He says, I'll begin by describing two scenes that I witnessed in January of this year. The first was in Kiev, in the Ukraine, the night I first arrived, as I was approaching the Maidan, or Independence Square, in the center of the city. He gets to his point. He has pictures here. These pictures count, too. Pictures of seas of people. Vast sea of people, standing room only. Tens and hundreds of thousands of people. When I reached the square, I could see that it had been transformed into an enormous self-sufficient city of tents and other makeshift structures. The miniature city within a city extended for many blocks in both directions. To the barricades that had been hastily set up against the police the previous month and that were still being guarded by volunteers. Occupy Wall Street had nothing of these guys. They took contact. This and so we had
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views. You need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books. Titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is James Kelso. We're back with the American Freedom Party Report, coming to you live. And the main theme of our show today and of recent shows, and I think in the recent future, near future, is going to be, has been, the rise of nationalist parties around the world. We in the American Freedom Party are a nationalist party. We espouse the very same things that these European nationalist parties espouse. Now, I was just reading to you a report from John Morgan, who spoke at the American Renaissance Conference just a week ago. And the he's telling us what Eastern Europe can teach the West. And he says, I'm going to skip, it's a long article, I'll skip to the end. He says, why not here? Why can't nationalist movements be successful here? By the way, he points out to two of them here that he visited, Jobbik in Budapest and the Ukrainian nationalist movement. In fact, there's a great line here. Maybe I can get to it. He says, why not here? Why can't nationalist movements be successful here? I think the answer is simply that the cultural foundations for such movements are still present in Eastern Europe, while they have long since been eroded here. Whatever one may think about the Soviet Union, for half a century, the Iron Curtain prevented cultural Marxism and the worst excesses of liberalism from penetrating into the East. It's an interesting point of view. The Iron Curtain protected the USSR from the liberalism in America. Thus, cultural Marxism. Thus, those societies remained ethnically cohesive and retained a strong sense of national identity. And even their religious institutions, while officially suppressed, only grew in strength by being cast into a dissenting role. Those are the factors upon which any sense of a national or ethnic culture must be founded. This is not to say that liberal trends that threaten to cancel out this advantage are not taking root in Eastern Europe. They are. But the rot hasn't yet proceeded to the point where change has become impossible. So the question is, what can Eastern Europe teach the West? Since the vital foundations of identity, culture, and religion have already largely evaporated in any real sense, what is left for us? The situation is dire. He talks about the... he says, is race enough to unite a people? If Americans don't have an identity to draw on, what remains? We still have the remaining factors of culture and religion to consider. Again, Eastern Europe is still rich in these things, and they are the basis of what form the nationalist politics there. In America today, all we have is consumer culture and liberal platitudes. The heady days of America's early years, which produced such wonders as transcendentalism and the American Renaissance and literature, are long gone. And most of what passes for religion these days is either thoroughly compromised by liberalism or else thoroughly moronic, often both. And he says, I'm skipping through this, he makes a reference here to one of the, I can't find it in his write up here, and I'll just go do it from memory. He says one of the chants in these Jobbik rallies of tens of thousands of people, huge rallies in Europe, not like the little tiny assemblages that we have at things like the American Renaissance Conference, where we're lucky to see 200 people assemble. The call is Talpra Magyar. And it's kind of a funny story. Talpra Magyar, I knew what that meant instantly. When I was a little boy, only, you know, I guess 12 years old, as a stamp collector, I had a stamp. I had one stamp from Hungary. And on it was written, Hia Haza. What was written was, Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza. Now, I learned the pronunciation later from a Hungarian in one of our nationalist organizations. She told me the meaning of that. Talpra Magyar. Hia Haza, Talpra Magyar. Well, she didn't tell me the meaning. She told me the pronunciation. Even as a kid, I looked up the meaning. It was stand up Hungarian. Talpra Magyar. Hia Haza, your people call. And Morgan writes, that's the feeling. That's the ethos of the Hungarian people. And that's why Jobbik is marching to victory in their national elections and in the European elections coming up. Let me now skip to France. French parties field candidates for European election. This is Dateline, May 3rd. France's political parties filed their lists of candidates for this month's European elections on Friday. The campaign, which officially starts on May 12th, promises to be lackluster and turnout is expected to be poor. Music to our ears, nationalists. The only party looking forward to the poll would appear to be the far-right Front National. The abstention rate is expected to continue its steady decline, with the sole exception of 1994. I'll skip some of that. Disillusion with the record of the ruling socialists and the bickering in the ranks of the main opposition party, the right-wing UMP, is likely to cost both of France's largest parties votes, and there is further criticism of the political establishment for sacked ministers and mayors who lost their towns on the electoral lists. Now, that's not really what's happening, folks. What's really happening is the French people are disgusted with multiculturalism. All this means that opinion polls show the Front National doing well, and even for the first time in its history, winning the most votes, which party leader Marine Le Pen would no doubt hail as a victory for her attempt to clean up the party's image. Again, remember, we're reading a politically correct website here. Although resentment of Brussels and the mainstream parties are certainly helping her efforts significantly. And then here's a look at some of the candidates. The socialists have just suffered humiliation in local council elections, thanks to discontent with the record of President François Hollande's government. The UMP did not suffer as badly as some had predicted. The Front National is the version française of the Euroscepticism, the French version of the Euroscepticism that is proving profitable for parties like Britain's UKIP or Greece's Golden Dawn, all of them exploiting prejudice on immigration, race, and religion. Oh, is that what it is? Prejudice? Okay. I thought it was common sense. Party leader Marine Le Pen, remember this article is written by probably the parents of those young ladies with the swastikas painted across their chests, metaphorically speaking. Party leader Marine Le Pen, already and an MEP, a member of the European Parliament, is a candidate in the Northwest, as is her father, Jean-Marie, also already a member of the European Parliament in the Southeast, and Vice President Louis Alliot in the Southeast, and Florian Philippot in the East. And skipping through these other parties, which are of no importance to us, that's the headline from the Front National. Let's pick up another headline here. Here's one on UKIP. Voters say that the new UKIP adverts, the advertisements, are not racist. UKIP launched some new adverts this week to kickstart their campaign for the European Parliament. And in their advertisements, they say, here, there's a finger pointing at you, and it says, 26 million people in Europe are looking for work. And whose jobs are they after? Take back control of our country. Vote UKIP on May 22nd. See, now they're calling that racist. And then here's another one. It's a picture of a white guy, unemployed, with a panhandling, with a cup, sitting with his hard hat, unemployed on the street corner. It says, EU policy at work. British workers are hit hard by unlimited cheap labor. And then it says, take back control of our country. Vote UKIP. And British voters, when asked, are these racist ads? Aren't these racist? Isn't that racist? What the British people said was, no. Overwhelmingly, are they offensive? Are they racist? No. By 2-1. Are they offensive or ignorant? Again, by 2-1. No, they're not. Are they a hard-hitting reflection of reality? Yes, 2-1. They said, yes, they are. Do you support the message? And again, a majority said, yes, we support the message. So, the party leader Nigel Farage said, are we bothered about any of this? Not in the slightest. We'll be back in a moment with more on these upcoming European elections. Thank you.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back, folks. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm stapling articles as fast as I can rush them out of my printer. There's so much happening in this European revolution. I've got a story here on far-right Dutch member of parliament, MP, seeks tie-in with UKIP. Geert Wilders, who has a fatwa issued against him for his views on Islam, wants to form an anti-EU bloc with Nigel Farage's party. Just quoting Nigel Farage a moment ago. I'll get into that article maybe if we have time. 2 hours isn't enough. Here's another one. EU elections. Marine Le Pen and Geert Wilders on track to form far-right bloc of 38 MEPs. That's members of the European Parliament. Europe's far-right is on the rise and on track to get public funding worth over £2 million. I wonder, is the pound still $2? That's about $4 million, if that's the case, a year after May's EU elections. Marine Le Pen, Well, here's another headline. No, I'm quickly stapling. The enemy invasion. Brussels braced for influx of Eurosceptics in EU polls. What is a Eurosceptic? That's a patriot. That's somebody like you who's disgusted with the multi-culti. Jared Taylor, I'll have Jared Taylor describe this in just a minute in an article he just wrote, what he calls the multi-culti hash. The patriots hate the multi-culti hash in Europe. Of the enemy invasion, Brussels braced for influx of Eurosceptics in EU polls. And, of course, the enemy is us. This is a politically correct article from The Guardian. Special report. Parties demanding everything from reform to withdrawal are riding high. Yes, we're riding high on a wave of discontent. Well, anyway, we'll get into that article. Now, let's listen to Jared Taylor. Let's come to America for a moment, and let's let Jared Taylor connect the dots here. Where is the C in CPAC? Now, you know, our version of conservatism in America has been this thing called the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. I've reported on it extensively over the radio for years. I've attended a couple times. I took, actually, when I was at one of Jared Taylor's events, I was the spark plug in getting people at that event, like Sam Dixon, to go on over to the CPAC and see what was going on, to see where is the C in CPAC. Well, here's what Jared Taylor reports from this latest one, the 2014 edition that he attended. What are, quote, conservatives, unquote, trying to conserve? And by the way, if David in Boston can hang on, I appreciate you hanging on, David. I'll get with you as soon as we finish with Jared here. At CPAC this year, you could listen to Newt Gingrich, meet Governor Norquist, and learn about health care after Obamacare. You could attend a lecture on why conservatism is right for women and listen to Erica Harold, Miss America 2003. But hardly anyone even talked about immigration. CPAC organizers seem to think the country can turn into a multi-culti hash and still be the United States. The one panel on immigration was rigged from the start. Its title was, Can There Be Meaningful Immigration Reform Without Citizenship? Unquote. Illegals obviously have to be legalized. The only question is whether they get citizenship, according to that poll, that panel. According to press reports, two of the panelists were Hispanic and insisted that their now legal pals would swarm into the Republican Party. Quote, Latino voters are the Reagan Democrats of today, unquote, claimed Alfonso Aguilar, who hosts El Show de Alfonso Aguilar on Univision America Radio. He was outdone by Reverend Luis Cortez Jr., who said, I believe that the majority of them, Hispanics, can actually be members of CPAC in the future, unquote. He said, explaining that, quote, the Hispanic community is about less government. It is afraid of big government, unquote. Reverend Cortez drums up speaking engagements through a Hispanics only speakers bureau. Jared loves the irony of these things. Helen Creeble made a pitch for a huge guest worker program, and the one dissident, Derek Morgan of the Heritage Foundation, did not exactly strike a ringing blow for the West. He said, I respectfully disagree with the policy of legalization with or without citizenship, unquote, he managed to say. The previous day, Donald Trump made a brief, I got to boo him at the 2011 CPAC with Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. We both got to lustily boo Donald Trump. Made a brief allusion to illegals, saying, we either have borders or we don't. So that's nice. Donald Trump actually once in a while shows a little courage. Now, but this is remarkable. Listen to this, folks. But Ann Coulter, and I remember meeting Ann Coulter at that 2011 CPAC, but Ann Coulter was the one real man out of hundreds of speakers. In her Saturday appearance, she kept coming back to immigration. Republicans who favor amnesty, she insisted, are basically saying, screw the country, quoting her, we want our low-wage workers, unquote. Her final words were remarkable. Now, Jared Taylor quotes her. Listen, this is Ann Coulter speaking. Let this sink in. She said, amnesty is forever, and you got to vote for the Republicans one more time. But just make it clear, if you pass amnesty, that's it. It's over. Then we organize the death squads for the people who wrecked America. Unquote, Ann Coulter. Whoa. And then Jared writes, she was a lonely but well-applauded voice. She got big applause for that comment. It's one gritty comment. CPAC, or the Conservative Political Action Conference, and by the way, folks, 10,000 people attend every year. 10,000. Should change it. It's 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Should change its name to RPAC, with R for Republican. To the extent that CPAC takes any real positions, there are two branches of Republicanism. One is small government low taxes, and the other is social conservatism. Although no one at CPAC probably realizes this, there are several countries that practice their brand of conservatism almost perfectly. They have small governments, levy few taxes, and are socially conservative enough to suit Sarah Palin. They are also hell holes. Somalia and the Eastern Congo are almost pure CPAC. Haiti and Eritrea come close, as do the tribal areas of Pakistan. In some of these places, it's hard even to imagine smaller government or lower taxes, and they certainly don't have homosexual marriage or women in combat. In Somalia and the tribal areas, abortion is unheard of, and there is a strong public affirmation of religious faith. CPACers should love that. Those places are ideal by NRA standards, too. No Class 3 firearms licenses required. Everyone goes full auto. You could probably pick up a 20-millimeter cannon in Mogadishu or Peshawar. Somehow, though, I don't think Wayne LaPierre is likely to move to either place. Republicans don't seem to be attracted to these conservative paradises. What, by CPAC standards, would be the worst country to live in? Probably Denmark, Norway, or Sweden, with their high-tax nanny states, hatred of guns, and homo-lesbo-atheist decadence. But if any of the thousands of people who attended CPAC had to find a new home, these cloying tyrannies, spoken ironically, would probably look attractive. Yes, they would want to go to Norway, Denmark, or Sweden, wouldn't they? Why is it that countries that follow CPAC's principles are miserable and getting worse, while countries that violate them are doing well and getting better? Doesn't that utterly refute conservative politics? For anyone who officially disagrees that race doesn't matter, there is no way out of that box. The left could get a lot of mileage out of rubbing Republican noses in the difference between Haiti and Denmark, because today's Republicans have neither the brains nor the backbone for the obvious reply. White people build nice places to live, and black people don't. Concluding, he says, this is Jared Taylor, if CPACers want to conserve anything they really care about, they first need to understand that they have to conserve a people. Without whites, nothing they think they are fighting for has a chance. Republicans could get Congress to pass every law they ever dreamed of, but it wouldn't make any difference in an America that was a multi-culti hash. Immigration, of course, and the amnesty that even conservatives now endorse lead straight to multi-culti hash. Unless Republicans wake up to what really must be conserved, they will disappear along with the country. Isn't that beautiful? And I love that quote. My goodness, I would have been there. I would have listened to Ann Coulter's speech. I wish I'd been there to hear that, those choice words from her. Come back in just a bit here. We'll get to David, who's calling in from Boston, and anybody else who's calling in. Thanks.
Financial uncertainty